Cape Cod usually conjures images of white church steeples, pine hollows, and endless miles of surf and sand. But the population of this summer playground has soared and brought with it big city problems like homelessness. Some residents in one Cape Cod town are in an uproar over one woman's plan to build an unusual farm community to rehabilitate the homeless. A Massachusetts law that's been used to open up affluent communities to middle and low-income people may be a decisive factor in the dispute. As part of NPR's year-long Housing First series, Ben Gilbert reports.
Livia Monk Davis is walking a 50-acre wooded site in the town of Sandwich. Half a century ago, it was a farm. She wants to put the land back to work, this time to help the homeless. She'd call it Dana's Fields.
Two of the client buildings will probably be just about here. They'll eat the meals together. There'll be a, you know, a library area. There'll be a place where they can go in the chapel. They said there the classrooms are going to be there.
Davis says Dana's Fields will serve as an innovative farming community to rehabilitate the homeless. She modeled it on the farm she grew up on in Denmark that her great-grandfather founded in 1912. Her version looks like this. 50 to 60 long-term residents will live in dorms on land her organization bought with a federal housing grant. It would include horse riding trails, a community center, vegetable stand, and a barn. Residents would learn vocational skills like computer repair and culinary arts. Davis says residents would farm and take classes in a village atmosphere, preparing them for a return to the world of work, home, and jobs.
I will have meals together with them every day. I will be problem-solving with them every day. Who's going to take care of the horses today? Who's going to, you know, repair the main building over there? When you have things in common with people, then you know how to talk to them. Then you build relationship.
Homeless advocates and some federal housing officials have said if Davis's plan is successful, it could become a national model. But for many people in town, Davis's utopian vision is menacing. They say Dana's Fields will bring dangerous criminals, drug addicts, and mentally handicapped people. In a deli near Sandwich's tiny harbor, where pleasure craft and lobster boats nestle against the gray, weathered pilings of the dock, two men who look to be in their 70s are playing gin rummy. Charles Pizzotti.
I don't want it in my neighborhood. You're getting all kind of people, and some people, you just can't change them, that's all.
At any given time, there are an estimated 300 homeless people on the Cape. At some point, most stay here at the overnight shelter in Hyannis, the Cape's largest town and commercial center. The shelter is in a long gray building that's wedged between a parking lot and the traffic on Main Street. People staying in the 50 beds arrive after 4 p.m., and they must leave by 8 a.m. the next morning. Davis works there, and she says it's not a good place to rebuild broken lives.
During the day, people have to take all their belongings with them. They have to worry about whether or not they have a place in the shelter the next night because there's more of a need than there are shelter beds. It's hard not to be stereotyped if you go for a job interview and you have all your bags with you.
Patricia Chaplin spent time in the Hyannis shelter, and now she stays across the street in a two-story transitional house. She has a small dorm-style room that shows signs of her children's recent visit.
Oh, that's my daughter's kite. Me, that's my favorite lady in the country.
The idea of Dana's Field sounds good to Chaplin. She says she was a typical 50-year-old soccer mom who had been sober for more than a decade. Then, 9 months ago, she relapsed. She suffered a nervous breakdown and moved out of the Cape Cod house where she had lived for 14 years with her husband and three children.
A number of people, like myself, who come from just shattered lives, they have no basis of operations, a place to go to rebuild themselves. And I think a place like Dana Fields would give them that strength to find themselves before they can continue and go out and venture into the world.
But in Sandwich, a town of 20,000, about 15 miles away from Hyannis, some residents say people like Chaplin just aren't welcome. The epicenter of the opposition is a subdivision called Canterbury. On a rainy day, Mary Kelly stands on her back porch and points toward the nearby woods. The Dana's Fields dormitories could be built just 100 feet from her property line.
I feel perfectly safe sitting out here at night. I honestly don't know that I will feel that safe if something like that goes in. There's no security fencing or anything like that. No reason to say that the dormitory is over there, that somebody's not going to just decide to go for a walk and come over here.
Kelly belongs to the Sandwich Family Association, which is spearheading the opposition to Dana's Fields. Six neighbors have gathered in her living room to talk about the project. They say staffing will be inadequate. funding won't be reliable, and that Davis won't listen to their concerns. They also fear the facility will drive down property values, that it will be a tax burden for their town. Patty Morrison has a question. Just why are these people homeless?
Is it lack of job? Why did they lose those jobs? Is it a drug problem? Is it a criminal record? These are things we would like to be able to be assured we're not going to have in our backyard.
But not everyone in Canterbury opposes Dana's Fields. The conflict has been painful for neighbors like Dale Forrester. His son was with a friend on the school bus when...
They got off the bus stop together and he said, Dale, I can't play with you because my dad said your dad wants that project behind our house.
The tensions poured out at a recent town meeting. A non-binding vote showed that the town was split almost down the middle. One who spoke out against the project is Keith Fernold, an iron worker and recovering alcoholic. He says he knows from his own experience that homeless people with drug and alcohol problems need close supervision.
I wouldn't want 60 people like me behind the house when I was going through what I was going through.
But supporters have a powerful weapon on their side. It's Massachusetts' anti-snob zoning law. The law allows some developers to circumvent some local zoning regulations, like lot size requirements and the prohibition of multifamily dwellings, if less than 10% of a town's housing is considered affordable. Only 2% of Sandwich's housing meets this requirement, which puts it near the bottom of the state's 351 cities and towns. Attorney Bob Engler has made a career out of fighting for affordable housing in Massachusetts. He says the opponents in Sandwich have a weak case against Dana's Fields.
The answer by the proponents would be, you've had 33 years to provide housing for people. If you haven't housed people in 33 years, then you have no validity to claim you can't afford to do it now.
He says the situation in Sandwich is hardly unique.
We like to take our needy, we like to take the people that are disadvantaged, and we like to shut them off somewhere and keep them out of sight. That's a particularly American trait in my experience.
More hearings will be held over the next few months before a decision is made. Before it's all over, the dispute is likely to end up in court. For NPR News, I'm Ben Gilbert.